Kentucky is applying for a Medicaid waiver that would allow the state to use federal Medicaid dollars to treat substance use disorder inside Kentucky jails and prisons. If approved, this would make Kentucky the first state in the nation to do so. According to research by the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, in 2017, over 1,400 Kentuckians died from drug overdoses. And Kentucky is currently ranked the 9th highest state for drug overdose fatalities in the nation. Carmen Mitchell is a policy analyst at the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy who focuses on criminal justice. She says that the overall intentions of the amendment are positive. Mitchell explains that the major aims of the proposed amendment are to significantly expand substance use disorder, also known as SUD, treatment to incarcerated individuals, and to ensure a warm handoff to medical providers selected by the individual receiving treatment 30 days prior to their release to ensure a seamless transition of care, a support that advocates say would help reduce recidivism. But despite the positive intentions driving the amendment, advocates across the Commonwealth have some concerns about potential negative consequences. Mitchell explains.
One concern we have is that currently the treatment options would only be available to people who have a primary diagnosis of substance use disorder. But we know people who are incarcerated also experience other medical illnesses alongside substance use disorder, especially other mental and behavioral health issues. And so we're concerned with the fact that the proposal is only for people with that primary diagnosis, because that means that if you don't, but you have other mental illnesses co-occurring, you may not be able to access treatment, or you will not be able to access treatment without that primary diagnosis. Also, people who are incarcerated experience other types of serious illnesses, and that can include chronic conditions like hypertension, diabetes, asthma, infectious diseases like HIV and hepatitis, so many other types of illnesses. And people with other illnesses who are incarcerated also deserve ongoing treatment, whether they have a primary diagnosis of substance use disorder or not, and would be well served by also having a warm handoff to a managed care organization for receiving services after incarceration. Also, community treatment options that don't involve incarceration at all are much more effective than ones that do. So incarceration causes many harms. It causes poor mental health, minimizing of community support networks, and also chronic financial hardship for people. So those are all things that are linked to substance use disorder. And so when you have that harm taking place, you can't really help people get to recovery. And providing treatment within jails and prisons also does not address root causes like poverty and trauma and other root causes that lead to substance use disorder. And if they're not addressed, may lead to an individual to return to substance use even after receiving treatment. So we really want people to be able to access community treatment. And so we're concerned the focus on increasing substance use disorder treatment in jails and prisons could actually take away from focusing on providing those options, long-term substance use disorder options in communities, because of resources from counties being used for incarceration, especially pretrial. And given the current rising cost to counties for incarceration, any increase in pretrial incarceration or jail expansion, which wouldn't be covered by the waiver, but would almost certainly be necessary to provide capacity for implementing on-site substance use disorder treatment, is going to be very costly to localities at the expense of investing in other community issues and root causes that could actually help prevent substance use disorder upstream.
Research from the Vera Institute shows that the average Kentucky county spent about $2.6 million, or 20% of their total budget, on jail expenses in 2019. And Mitchell says stakeholders fear that the proposal, as written, may incentivize judges to incarcerate more people in order to provide them with substance use disorder treatment. Their concern is that this would increase jail and prison budgets across the state while reducing investments in community-based SUD treatment programs. But, Mitchell says, there's still time for the state to make changes to the proposal before submitting it to the federal Medicaid office. Stakeholders, including the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, recommend several changes to the proposal, including that the state invest in comprehensive, evidence-based substance use disorder treatment programs in communities instead of inside incarceration facilities. For WMMT, I'm Ray Geringer.